The two organizations have perfectly matched missions, promote secular world that's based on science, reason, rationalism, and humanism.
Robin Blumner currently serves as president and CEO for the Dawkins Foundation. She will be arriving in the Buffalo area Monday and will become the next leader of the Center for Inquiry, headquartered in Amherst. Blumner takes over for Ronald Lindsay, who announced last year he would be stepping down. The merger was decided as the organization searched for a new leader.
The Richard Dawkins Foundation brings a lot of ambition, energy, and youthful interest to the secular movement. We have over 1 million hits a month on our website.
The merging of these two atheist organizations will now create the largest in the U.S. in promoting secularism and science. Dawkins is well known for his best-selling book, The God Delusion, in 2006. He is also outspoken and at times is considered controversial. After the terrorist attacks in Paris, Dawkins made remarks challenging Muslim women to remove their veils in support of the victims. But Blumner describes Dawkins as a true gentleman.
What you need to know about Richard Dawkins is that he is a sweet, darling man who goes out of his way to make people feel comfortable around him and compliment people and to listen to people who want to tell him about how he's changed their life.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.